Lonnie Bear does whatever Lonnie Bear. Lonnie Bear. Look out. Here comes the Lonnie Bear.
And cue to wake up.
Welcome back to
SDFU,
show where we talk news, read news,
talk news, read news,
read news stories, keep it.
Strictly Platonic.
I'm your host with the fucking most.
Lonnie Bears.
You want to talk about the cabin trip? You want to start with that shit?
How did you guess? But first, do we have a sponsor?
I don't know. I wasn't ready.
It's your turn.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
This week.
Nobody wanted to sponsor us?
No, somebody did. Hold on. What's this? I got something here. Okay. Magicalwisdom.com. Go.
Magicalwisdom.com. Well, give me the paper.
Here you go.
So magicalwisdom.com, it's a fantastic product that will help you get your wisdom teeth out without going to the dentist.
Get the fuck out of here.
Everybody knows that getting your wisdom teeth out could be a conundrum.
It's the fucking,
and it's expensive.
It's the biggest conundrum ever.
Yes, it is. And it's really expensive.
And it hurts. It fucking hurts.
Yes. Well, with magicalwisdom.com, you can just get rid of your wisdom teeth in one smooth motion like this. Go! I just did it. It was painless.
You just had wisdom teeth and
pulled
you got
out.
Rid of them?
I just pulled them out right in front of you.
What?
Yes. I'll do it again.
What a conundrum.
Go! I just did it again. It's a great product.
Hold on. But did you put them back in to remove them again?
No, I'm doing it one at a time. Don't you see me? I'm right in front of you.
Oh, right. How did I not see that? How many do you have? Do you have two more left?
I have two more left.
MagicalWisdom.com. Wish.
Go.
Wish.
These are great. It doesn't even hurt. I'm still talking, and I'm not even bleeding. MagicalWisdom.com. Go.
MagicalWisdom.com. Go. Okay, so please... I'm blown away by this technology. How does this work, Charlie?
Well, let me tell you, old school. You can just put this product right in your mouth, and it's just going to pull your teeth. It's going to know exactly how the shape is of your tooth, and it's going to pull it without any pain. It also gives you an injection that makes you happy, like I am now.
Oh, like drugs? Like crack?
Well, we don't like to say the word drugs.
Because legally, we can't.
Let's just call it the
happy juice.
Happy juice.
Awesome.
You could go on magicalwisdom.com.net. .com.go. And then you can pay a lifetime supply of $19.99.
A lifetime supply. It is the ever ongoing charge.
But we don't like to say that. Just give us your credit card number and we'll take care of the payment.
Don't worry. We'll deal with it. It's Giuseppe and accounting. Just give me a card. We fucking deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Magicalwisdom.com.go.
Go.
All right. So we went on. We went on a cabin trip. We just came back.
We did. And thank you very much, and you and C-Money, for organizing that trip. I know we had a couple of downfalls, a couple of last-minute cancellations.
It was terrible.
Organizing, what I understood, was a bit of a mess, but you guys worked together.
Well, I don't understand these companies. So, first of all, smartest business idea ever, because they take people that have cabins, and then they put them all on a website. So people can browse and then they take a cut.
Aggregation genius.
Dude, smartest idea ever.
Yep.
But when your customer service sucks, we called, my God, I don't know how many times it happened, maybe six times. We called, the person would say, yes, you know, we have this place, it's available. And then we would reply and be like, yes, we're interested, send us the contracts. And then be like, oh, no, sorry, it's already booked. Dude, stopped looking. You make me, and it takes like two or three days for them to respond. So you're losing that time.
Yeah.
So when your customer service sucks, not so much a good smart idea.
Not a good English idea. I agree. You'd figure they want your money and they want to get back to you. But it makes no sense.
So many people, you know that most of the people that I sign for my business, most of the people will always make a comment, say something like, oh, thank you so much for the fast reply. Because I literally reply within the hour.
Yeah.
Yes. Should I be on my fucking phone answering emails but all day long every day? Hey. No. But if it's going to get me $2,000, $3,000, or $5,000 contracts, hey.
Why the fuck not stand out? Yeah. You know what I mean? You got your phone on you. Fuck. Might as well click reply.
That sounds good. Why not?
If I message like 8 people, I'm probably going to book the first one who responds. So yeah, you might as well be that first one. Fuck. Anyways, it was a pain. One. But we ended up booking one.
Yep.
And I had to go to Laval to put the deposit down, which sucked because it's half an hour away. Yep. And then on the way to the cabin, I had to pass by another town. And it took me like 4 hours to go up there to bring the balance. But yeah.
We got it done.
We got it done.
Okay, that whole singing thing. Was Kepo Trek... comes off as a great dad. You know, he's very...
He has a child.
He's got a child. He is a dad. But he's got, like, the most annoying fucking thing where he just sings all these 80s kind of cartoons but changes the name to his kid's name. And just nonstop in the morning. And at 6 a.m. when I get woken up after sleeping for about 3 hours on the couch to this fucking kid and him just singing these fucking songs.
Lonnie Bear.
Just think of every...
What other song was there? There are so many that he was singing.
That was like every 80s fucking cartoon.
What's the Batman song?
Na 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 Lonnie Bear. Na 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 Lonnie Bear. And we were joking like... because the kid obviously had a nightmare the night before because she was up at 3 in the morning. Fucking wah, wah, wah. We were saying as a joke that she was probably having these fucking nightmares of him singing all these goddamn fucking 80s cartoons. But like he goes all fucking evil and just... Lonnie Bear, Lonnie Bear.
It's funny because how old is she now? One?
One, and she already thinks he's a fucking jackass.
No, but at 1 year old, you're not supposed to have terrors, night terrors.
Yeah.
So it is probably him singing in the middle of the night.
But like, you could...
Lonnie Bear.
You figure after like the first 2 hours, he would get the idea of the like, maybe it's a little bit annoying. Didn't fucking stop all fucking morning. And like, I'm the guy who usually is... my gimmick is that I fucking run... yeah, this is my gimmick, okay? That I run shit into the ground where I'll keep saying shit till it becomes funny, then annoying, then to a point where it's so ridiculous it's funny again. That's my shtick. He's taking my shtick with his fucking baby. That's not cool. That's my fucking shtick.
I don't know. But Ontario used to run jokes to the ground and I wanted to punch him.
But there's an evolution to that. So it's funny, and it's like, shut the fuck up. Then it gets to the point where it's ridiculous, and it becomes funny again. Yeah, but
because they make fun of you, because you ran it into the ground, right?
Exactly. It's a shtick. It's a fucking shtick. I've got a shtick. Anyways, he stole it with his fucking baby. It's driving me nuts.
He stole it with my baby. Anyway.
I had a good time. Little sleep. Campfire, there was a septic tank that seeped into the campfire and it smelled like shit. Apart from that, it was okay. I had a good time. It was fun. It was nice to chill.
There was a problem with the hot tub that we thought I broke it.
Yeah, well, Charlie broke everything. Charlie sits into or steps on or touches, it breaks.
I break it.
So she broke the fan of the hot tub. She broke the heater of the hot tub.
Yeah.
She broke the everything of the everything.
What else did I break? I broke a few things.
Because I think I only smelt the shit when you came to the campfire. So I don't know if the timing.
Yeah. It was totally me. Yeah. I actually farted.
She flooded the septic tank with a number 2 and there was just her shat all over the fucking rocks.
My shat?
You shatted it.
Yeah, it was totally me and I blamed the campfire.
Number 2. Charlie, not cool, man. Hold it in. Hashtag hold it in.
What else? I mean, it was fine.
Yeah, it was
beautiful
fun.
Weather.
Gorgeous weather. For October?
Yeah.
Canada? Yeah.
October, Canada? For October, Canada? Okay, I have to tell you something because we got I think it was like maybe the second comment ever on our website.
Ooh, we got a comment?
Yeah, just like I have to go get my phone.
Okay.
If you ever want to leave us a comment, you can go on stfupodcast.com and leave us a comment.
Yeah, don't be shy. Let us know. Even Charlie rates at the end of her thing like, hey, if you want to tell us to fuck off, tell us to fuck off. This chick's got one of the toughest guns.
I have the toughest guns. The toughest guns ever. What does a scun look like?
Your scuns are fucking beautiful. They're fucking
what
vivacious.
What does it look like?
They're vivacious. They're circular.
For some reason, I'm thinking about camel toe again.
They're
That's
round.
So weird.
They're round. They're juicy. They're scuns. You have very vivacious scuns.
Is scun a word?
Show title.
Is scun a word?
Vivacious scuns.
Scun. S-C-U-N?
Sure.
Okay. What does scun mean? Urban Dictionary, even better.
Awesome. They reference episode 44 of STFU that hasn't been released yet.
A scun is a friend that possesses a high level of tard. Yo, I can't wait until you meet scun. He's a great tard. Fuck this tard mean?
He's a tard?
Is that what it means?
I don't know.
He's a tard.
Oh. The act of smearing one's fecal matter. No way. No fucking way.
We actually quoted an actual word.
That's so funny.
You're scunned. You're all scunned.
I scunned the bathroom at work right after they fired me. There was shit on every wall.
It totally makes sense because she scunned the rocks near the fucking cabin, and that's why all her fucking juice was all seeped in at a campfire.
You are my scunshine.
You are my scunshine, my only scunshine.
That is so random. Oh, yeah, the comment.
You make me shitty.
Okay. So this comment was left on the podcast episode 41 on 62% Pantry.
Pantry.
Pantry. And it says, "It was like yesterday. The commitment as a unit. The utter betrayal by one."
Oh, what happened?
Hashtag MDs. Hashtag we still remember. Hashtag,
oh no!
No guts, no glory. Hashtag traitor. Hashtag sellout. Hashtag thought we were friends.
Oh wow, see money.
Hashtag bye.
Fucking see money. Coming in with the uppercut fucking jab comment. I love it.
The commitment as a human, the utter betrayal by one.
So a group of two are still sore about this. Hashtag get over it? It was 15 fucking years ago. I don't even remember like the whole why I didn't quit.
It's because you weren't the one that was left behind. Jeez. Oh.
Who can say
McDonald's?
All right, so.
Okay, so, well, how did you like going to a cabin with children? Because there was three kids there.
Yeah. You know.
That's okay. I mean, I hardly saw them.
Yeah. The thing is, like, you get woken up early, and I'm not a morning person, and it's just.
You should have stayed in your room upstairs.
It was, well. The first night, I got no sleep in there because Mixmaster Phil is the fucking snore king of fucking Timbuktu.
Yeah, who knew?
Holy shit.
But you know what, though?
Yeah.
One thing, I'll give him that. He's a consistent snorer.
Okay.
So it never changes. It's always like... like the same throughout the entire night. There's some people that will snore and they're like... and like they'll make weird noises. But when they're consistent, you just... kind of like stop hearing it after a while, which is what happened to me.
I'm a light sleeper.
That me too. Me too. I'm a light sleeper.
But just like that was waking me up. I think I was like you. I kind of fell asleep in fucking bebe. One of the bebes like, wham! Fuck off. It was like 5:30. I couldn't get back to bed the whole time. So night two, I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'll just crash in the main living room.
Which is like the dumbest idea ever.
I got better sleep in the main room for some reason. I was like upright on a couch. I don't know. I fit well. But then Bebe woke up again. It's like 6 a.m. We got to bed at like 2. It's 6 a.m. I'm waking. I got the Darth Vader mask on. I got sleep apnea. So Kevin's wife walks out of the room. I'm wide open staring at her. she's like. And then she waves, hi. hi. It was so awkward. I didn't know what to do.
An Asian saw you in your Darth Vader mask.
Oh, whatever. Who cares? But no, she's looking at me, hi. I'm like, hi. She's like, sorry, I woke you up. What are you going to do? It's a fucking baby. It's a baby. It is what it is. But apart from the lack of sleep, I had a good time.
I think I had the best room in the place.
You had the best room. You didn't hear shit.
Didn't hear shit.
When I was on top, I heard shit because the bebe was right there. When I was on the bottom, I heard fucking everything.
And I was on this main floor next to the kitchen and living room, which is the main communal area. I heard nothing.
You had like isolated walls or something.
I did hear the eldest.
Eldest statesman.
The kid. At like 4 o'clock in the morning, that she was like, "Daddy, daddy,
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 daddy."
So I heard her a few times through the floor.
Daddy.
But then I went right back to sleep.
I heard everything. Like people would breathe, I'd hear it. But and I left the window open because it was hot. So I was.
Fucking birds.
Fuck you, birds! Die, die, you motherfuckers!
Hilarious.
So it was like everything was waking me up.
That was funny.
Apart from that, a good time.
I had a cute moment with one of the kids where we were making French fries because I was hungry. Right. Not for the kid, for me. And I went to the bedroom to go check from on my cell phone, and she followed me in there, and she's like, "We should take a nap." And I was like, "Oh, but there's French fries in the oven."
We're going to die.
Because I have no friend. Because I have no heart.
And you have no friends.
And she's like, "Okay, I'll give you three choices." I'm like, "Okay."
What is this, like,
she's like,
million?
"Either we go take a nap, either we cuddle, or we go eat French fries." This is like the little five-year-old. I don't even know how old she is. Five-year-old. She's five. Yeah. I really want French fries. You're cute and all, child, yeah. But I really want French fries.
Let's do some French fries. Let's work on that. Let's work on those fries.
Yeah, but I convinced her that if ever she wanted, she could sleep in my bed at night. But
there you go. Yeah, Kev's kid's adorable too, eh?
Yeah, with the cheeks.
Yeah, big cheeks.
Big
poker
jerks.
Face.
Jerks.
Big cheeks, poker face.
Lonnie Bear. Okay, cool. Well, that's it. So
I had a good time.
We'll see next time we did that.
Next time we do that. I think I have a new thing on the show, and I think it's to get over, you know, awkward moments, uncomfortable things. I think it's to bring it up and laugh at it. I think it's a good thing. So I was at the dermatologist today.
For what?
For dermatology items.
For dermatology
dermatological items.
Oh no, where's this item?
Well, it's being whatever. It was cut off.
What? It was cut off.
Yeah, I got cut. Snip, snip.
Okay,
so let me rewind a little bit. When you lose weight, I've lost a little bit of weight, and you get these things called skin tags. Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Okay, they're little tags.
But not only...
You got chop chop?
It's not only guys that lose weight.
Well, so yeah, everybody gets
them. I've seen them on guys before.
Yeah, yeah. Guys get them, women get them. But normally, if you lose weight, you're more prone to get these.
Really?
Little, yeah, yeah.
Why?
Because you lose... Your skin changes, it's shrinking, it's gaining, it's rubbing, it's... Tugging, it's
okay.
Doing stuff.
It's tugging.
Rubbing and tugging.
Okay.
Anyway, so I have a couple of little tag here, tag there. So I'm like, okay, I'll go get them all done at once. Today was my medical day. I got my blood work done. I got my pee-pee done. I peed in a thing.
Okay.
I got my...
I'm guessing that's what you meant. I got my pee-pee done.
I got my dick done. No, I pee-pee.
First time I peed in 36 years.
It was amazing. It felt great. Years, I peed for an hour.
Just an hour after 36 years?
Yeah, 36 years. Somebody's got somebody on the brain!
36
Freudian
years?
Freudian slip. Freudianslip.com. 36.
Oh, man. Okay, go ahead.
Freudian slip. All right.
So, yeah, just a week? Oh, no. Oh, my God.
The fuck are we talking about? Where are you going with this, man? The fuck is wrong?
I was going to say, I don't know what's wrong with my brain today. And yesterday, too, was terrible. I was going to say, you only peed for an hour if you hadn't peed for 36 years?
No, that is a ridiculous... I pee forever.
How long do you think you would pee? Probably 36 years.
Yeah. Well, okay, what's the rate, the speed of pee? How much can you pee per minute?
Have you peed before?
Yes.
So that rate.
Okay. So I'm like, what, like a liter a minute? Two liters a minute?
1 liter a minute sounds good.
I could... What if you really gotta go? Like, I could probably blast it at 2 a minute.
Yeah, but did you ever blast
pee? I fire hose that shit, man.
Yeah, but it's never... You fire hose
for
that.
The first,
like, the pressure's hard, but you don't lose that much pee.
Yeah, but you gotta understand. You're just like a whoosh.
It's still the same size.
You gotta whoosh.
Our pee-pee hole is the same size as yours.
No, but I got a hose. It's a jet. It's like spray.
But I don't think you're losing that much pee when
you're
you spray
like a
hose
whoosh.
It. No, we don't wash.
I know, I'm just being stupid.
It's still psss.
I thought women peed out of their butt until I was like 7.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I thought you just had one hole. You like a chicken where you had one hole to do everything?
A chicken has one hole to do everything?
You didn't know that?
No.
They have one hole for the egg, the poop, everything.
Well, you know what? Recently I Googled where a dog pees from.
Okay.
Not pee from. If they give birth from the same hole as poo...
Birth out of their ass?
Well, I was like, does the dog have 3 holes or 2?
No, they birth out of their vag, right?
Yeah, but where's the vag? Do they have 3 holes or 2?
Do they pee out of their butt?
No. They have a pee hole.
Right. So they birth out of the pee-pee. What? They birth out of the pee hole, right?
No. Ow.
What?
Ow. That hurts. No, they have a pee hole.
News to me, mind blown.
Okay, so they have a pee hole. Here we go. Did you ever, I have a female dog.
I don't check out a dog's fucking genitals.
I have a female dog, so I see it. But there's a pee hole. Hey, pee hole. A little tiny baby penis for girls. It like sticks out.
Girls have dicks?
But it sticks. Yeah, it sticks out. They don't have dicks.
Girls have dicks?
It's like a tiny little, same place.
Okay.
Tiny little bump. It's like a pee hole.
Okay, it's like a bump hole.
That's why they squat.
Oh, right? They just squat at, okay.
Okay, so they squat. Okay. But their vaginal canal is in their butthole.
Wow, didn't know that.
Inside. So they shit babies.
Hashtag shit babies.
Yeah. But it's not like far in.
Okay.
It's like on the side.
Okay.
It's as if like it would be.
I don't want to do it.
You're like, I want to eat that pretzel. It's like in the coming out of a butt cheek or something.
Okay.
Anyways.
Wow. Didn't know that. So the more you
why are
know.
We talking about that?
Hold on. We're just fucking tangent. I'm like dermatologist. Then we went to.
Wait.
Pissing for 36 years. Then you went for dog vag. Like, I don't know. I'm going to actually timeline this. Oh. It makes no sense.
I was wondering why I had my phone in my hand. I wanted to Google how fast does pee come out. Because I don't know about you, but I was like, oh my God, I really have to go. And then you just like explode a pee.
Like fire hose fucking like on full fucking blast.
But you don't pee more.
It's more concentrated. It's like a faster stream.
No, not even. It's like spreads rather than, but I feel like it's the same amount of pee.
Listen, spread. I don't have like a wide fucking 40.
Well, it's not a real hose.
Yeah, ooh, I know, but it gets a jet stream of pressure. Okay. I've had more pressure. Pee pressure. Under pressure. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Okay, dun, dun, wait, dun, wait. Dun.
Pee pressure.
Half an ounce per second.
Times 60. What's half an ounce times 60? The ounces in 2 seconds. 30 ounces.
So 30 ounces, so 30 ounces per minute?
Liters? Yeah. What's 30 ounces to liters? Hey, Google. Convert 30 ounces to liters. Yeah, about a liter a minute.
So I was right.
We were
farts can move at nearly 7 miles per hour.
Holy shit is right. SBD on our fucking rampage, dude.
Men ejaculate up to 28 miles per hour.
That's funny.
Look at the picture. It's
you
Woody.
Can knock an eye out with a Woody.
With a Woody.
28 miles an hour shot right to the eye. I mean, you're taking somebody out with
your
that.
Your vomit is 42 miles per hour. This website, though, is awesome.
Like, how do they measure this? Did they watch a guy jerk off and put a fucking speed gun?
I don't know. Oh my God, maybe.
Who's the measurer of that?
That would definitely be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Coughs travel 50 miles per hour.
Wow.
That's a fast cough.
Double the speed of ejaculate.
We think thoughts at 70 miles per hour.
How the fuck do you measure that? That's just bullshit. That's some idiot winging it. How the fuck do you measure that?
Our neural impulses happen at a much lower priority. They're just moving around in your brain rather than to the other parts of your body. So they don't have to rush to get anywhere in a split second. Those thoughts happen at 70 miles per hour. Mm.
There you go. Jerking off at 20. I want to know who the guy is. Who's got the speed gun? You got about 8 guys jerking off at the same time, and you're fucking timing their fucking speeds.
Do you want to guess how fast your sneezes go?
I would assume sneezes would go really fast because you got a lot of pressure coming down from the nasal cavity. I'd say 60 miles an hour.
Mm-mm. Faster.
75?
Faster.
80?
Faster.
100?
Yeah.
Wow. I would figure that would be the quickest, way more than ejaculate. Okay, yeah. You sneeze, I'll come at the same time, see what happens.
Okay, you know you're about to feel pain at 170 miles per hour.
Wow.
This is miles, not kilometers.
Yeah, so that's 200.
But you actually experience it at 4 miles per hour.
So it's the anticipation of the pain that's worse than the actual pain.
Much, much worse.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Shit. We're learning all kinds on this episode.
Neural impulses move through your body and brain.
Brain
at 250 miles per hour. So it's much faster than thoughts. Your thoughts stay in your brain, but if they have to travel down to your body, it goes much faster.
Yeah, so once you think something, you're like, let's do it. Fuck it.
Let's say like I want to move my arm and slap you in the face.
Move my fucking arm. Fuck it. Slap me. Fuck. I want to slap fuck.
Slap fuck?
Slap fuck.
Not okay.
Slap fuck.
That's it. That's all I found.
Hashtag slap fuck.
Who knew? So the slowest thing.
Hashtag who knew?
Hashtag who knew?
Wow. Learning it on this episode of STFU.
Yeah.
We learned the speed of cum, the speed of sneeze, the speed of thought.
The slowest thing that happens in your body is peeing.
What's the speed of sound? What's the speed of me talking?
I don't know.
Talking.
What's the speed of sound?
Hey, Google. What is the speed of sound?
What does that mean?
Hashtag.
Hashtag. Hey, Google. Hashtag.
Hey, Google. How quickly is that in miles?
Okay, fuck this.
Fuck it. So, yeah, it's fast.
Blood is 5 miles per hour.
Yo, blood. What the fuck, man? What are you slowing down?
And fart is 7. So farts are so
You fart quicker than you bleed.
Yeah. That's amazing.
The more you know.
Okay, you were saying a story. Skin tags?
I'm going to write down the evolution of skin tags to bleeding in miles per hour. And we're going to make a document on how fucking crazy we are. And how much of a tangent that was. That was redonkulous.
Who knew? I don't know.
You dumb know? I dumb know.
I don't know.
I dumb know.
What's been happening to me in the last 2 days, but my brain is going 2 miles per hour.
Is it pregnancy brain? You pregnant? Did you get impregnated?
Oh my God, by Jesus?
Jeebus?
And Christmas is coming.
Are you Mary Magdalene too?
Two? I'm going to give birth to Jesus too?
Out on Netflix, Jesus 2. Mary Magdalene 2 goes to a cabin, gets impregnated, has a kid in Montreal.
That's amazing.
Before that tangent.
Right.
I was talking about how I went to the dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
I went for skin tag removal, and that's to remove skin tags. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm checking
off. How many did you have?
I had like 5 or 6.
Wow.
But little big ones, big one, little one, little one.
Big ones?
Well, there was one going there.
Okay.
We'll just start off. I noticed about 5 little ones. I'm like, okay, do some maintenance, do some choppy choppy. And I'm looking all over my body. I see one under the arm.
I'm so scared where this is going.
Oh, you get ready. So I see one under the arm. I see one under the thing. And I'm looking. I'm like, oh.
You had one on your penis?
Oh.
You have one on your asshole.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm looking.
On your ball. On the other ball? On the other ball?
So I'm looking. And I'm like, ooh, that's... I haven't seen that one before. So there was a skin tag... on my ball.
The right one or the left one?
The left one. Well, the right one on your end. The left one on my side.
This one.
That, yeah. So I'm like, what do I do? Do I bring it up? Do I just leave it? Because it wasn't that big. It was like a half a thing. It was a tiny little thing.
Oh, that means that your ball shrank?
They must have shrank, yeah. They must have shrank a little bit. So I'm like, do I just forget about it? Do I bring it up? Like, how do I bring it up?
Please tell me it was a female doctor.
It was a male doctor. but I was like, oh, fuck, because there was a female doctor. I'm like, oh, fuck, how do I bring this up? Is she going to, like, cut my balls? Like, how's it going to work?
Oh, my God.
What if it moves? You know, like, I was...
What if it moves? Oh, my God.
It's so... For a guy,
forget
it's...
Forget that. What if it moves if it's a guy?
That too. Like, it's... There's so many things. Like, it's such a... Like, an uncomfortable thing to bring up. So that's why I'm bringing it up.
Makes sense.
Fuck it. First, he sees... There's one on my back. He's like, oh, that's not a tag. That's like a mole. I'm like, it's a mole, but it's a...
It's like folded over?
It's a hanging thing. Like, how is that a thing? He's like, ah, it's a mole. We'll just, we got to laser it off and it's like $300 and...
Whoa.
Really? Can you just like snip it off? No, it's got a root and... Well, you know, we'll just check it to see if there would a biopsy. I'm like, biopsy? What? So, like he's...
The cancer
most
problems.
Likely, like, there's probably like a 0.000 chance of whatever, but they check everything.
For sure.
Every mole, so whatever. But he was like, ah, oh, most likely it's nothing. But in your head, you're like... What do you mean, most likely? Most likely is not a comfortable word to hear when you're talking biopsy. Anyways, I got none of that in my family. It's just a little choppy choppy. I'm sure it's fine.
Skin cancer is not genetic, though. Well, I mean, it could be genetic.
Great, thanks for freaking making my life worse right now.
Whatever, you might be dying. It's all good.
Whatever. I could be dead.
Who right knows? Now? That's creepy.
It could be like alternate universe me. I could be dead.
Shit.
Who knows? Anyways, I'm sure it's fine.
What happened with the ball?
So onto the ball. So first I don't bring it up because I'm nervous. And he's like, yeah,
are you recording? Let's make sure that you're capturing this.
Oh, I'm recording. There's no getting back from this moment. I've already told the listeners that I got a piece of skin from my balls. So he's got, you got any
had.
More? Had. So he's like, you got any other ones? I'm like, I got one more. He's like, where do you got it? Where is it? Well, it's in a sensitive area.
It's amazing.
I'm like, listen, I'm just, you know, you're a professional, so it's...
Don't make it weird.
It's awkward. I'm like, yeah, it's on my balls. Like, scrotum? I'm like, yeah, my balls. Yeah, whatever, that thing.
Your scrotum?
Scrotum area?
I heard, at first I heard you're screwing it.
You're screwing it?
Like, oh, kinda.
Kinda? I'm screwing with it? So he's like, all right, let's see it. So I got to take my pants off.
And
like,
put it on the table?
I got to show him my scrote. I got just going to whip out the scrote and show him. I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
He's like,
what do you think we have to do every time we get those fucking pap tests? What? Literally, like, have to open your legs. Fuck, that's so stupid. It's literally zero sexual for them.
Yo.
That's what you do? That's every time I open my legs, it goes.
That's a noise it makes. Hanging out with a guy. Hey, what's up? So I'm like, hey, whatever, here's the scrote. So he fucking cups it. So there's two ways to do it. You either snip, snip, or you nitrous oxide. What's up? Yeah, liquid nitrogen. So he like liquid nitrogen my balls.
Oh my God.
I'm like, is this safe? He's like, yeah, it should be fine. Should. Should and my balls in the same sentence. Not comforting. Not comforting.
You just lost the ability to have all children.
Not comforting. So all I see is this. It looks like a flamethrower. And he's like doing it on my balls. I'm like, ah. And he's like cupping my balls. Like, oh man, it was fucking weird.
So what happens after with it?
So
it just falls off?
Yeah. So he burns the shit, whatever, with ice, freeze thing.
Does it hurt?
No, it was okay. Oddly enough, the balls is like the least painful area. I don't know why. But like everything else, it was kind of like a tiny little sting.
Okay.
And then for the other one, they actually jabbed a fucking numbing thing on my back and choppy choppy the back.
Why did he choppy choppy the back?
Well, because they couldn't freeze that one; it was too big or whatever. So they choppy choppied it.
Oh, wow.
Now I gotta put polysporin
on your balls.
On my balls, but on my back, I can't get to it. Mm-hmm. So she goes, "So you got anybody to do that for you?" I'm like, "No." Well, it should heal, just not as well. Thanks. I'm fucked.
You have a wooden spoon?
I was thinking a Q-tip or a spoon. Just spoon. But how do I band-aid? Oh, fuck it.
You don't need to band-aid.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
No, so just leave it dry. Let it dry.
Yeah, let it dry. And then one spoon of shit. And then air drying. I'll go behind a fan and just air dry. There you go. Yeah. Done. Worst case, I was going to call my mom. Be like, Mommy, can you can you polysporin my back? No, I'm going to, that's a good idea. It was either going to do a Q-tip or like one spoon. Anyways. So yeah, awkward as fuck.
Make sure you throw away that spoon after.
Yeah. Skin tag on my balls. Got it done. So apparently it's going to fall off. Hopefully my balls won't fall off. Just the thing will fall off after a couple of days, whatever. I'll be good.
So you'll be like whacking it and then it just stays in your hand.
There's a visual, kids.
Oh, even worse. It doesn't fall off and you just stare at it the whole time.
But do I get turned on by the skin tag?
That's a good question.
Hashtag fetish.
Hashtag weird fetish. I never did that stuff.
Well,
whacking it?
Well, if you had balls, first of all, I'd be surprised.
Really? I'm surprised that you'd be surprised.
You'd be a hermaphy?
Well, I may never know.
You never know.
I have a weird thing on my leg, and it's hard piece of skin.
Hold on. Whoa, where are we going with this?
Balls. No, I'm kidding. Balls. I have a weird thing on my leg, and it's a hard... It almost looks like an ingrown hair, but it's really hard.
Okay.
But it's not an ingrown hair. It's literally just a skin mound formation. It's like a little ball.
I want to kind of see it now.
Okay, I'll show you.
Okay.
But my skin aren't... My skin?
My skin?
And I asked the doctor if he could burn it or something. They were yeah, but they'll leave a big scar. You might as well just keep it. So I was like, oh.
I'd burn it.
Me too. I want to burn it.
Burn the shit out of it. Fuck, burn that shit. Burn it. Hashtag burn that shit.
Burn that shit.
Burn that shit.
Well, there you go. So hashtag skin tag...
Skin tag on balls.
Old school.
One more thing from the dermatologist I'll say. And this is a question for you. Have you ever had a friend who had a name that resembled a celebrity or a politician or something? Because we're in the waiting room and she's like, calling Justin Trudeau.
No. Do you imagine he just pops out of nowhere?
Yeah, so it's Dustin
Trudeau. Our prime minister?
But yeah, but like the young guy comes in, he's like, yeah.
That's amazing.
And the second he leaves, everybody's like giggling and that, you know what I mean? But do you, have you ever seen or like known of a celebrity or like or a friend that has the name of a celebrity? Because imagine like Monica Lewinsky, right?
That sucks.
Like
there's
imagine.
No way. There's no way.
No, there was a Lewinsky though. There was a Monica Lewinsky. She was on Jay Leno and she was talking about like how she'd reserve a hotel room. They'd just hang up
really?
On her. Yeah. She's like, don't hang out. It's Monica Lewinsky. And they hang up on her.
Oh my God.
But that sucks. Like, or say if you're the name of a killer. Like, yeah, what do you do? You're fucked.
Yeah. Change your name at that point.
You have to.
If it's like a serial killer, I would change my name. For sure, for sure, for sure.
What if the name was Adolf Hitler? And you're like, I got nothing to do with this guy.
There are people. Well, you know that the name is banned, right?
Yes. Yeah,
you're not allowed to like name your children.
Hitler, Adolf.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. Name is Santa Claus. That'd be amazing. Can I reserve a hotel room? Yeah, what's your name?
Santa Claus. Close.
Santa Claus?
Klaus.
Santa? Santa Claus?
Are you the Santa?
I guess.
Yes, I am. So Justin Trudeau was in my...
Was he cute, though?
You would find him cute, yeah.
Nice.
You want me to hook you up?
We still have to go find that beer guy.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll reserve it.
Yeah.
Just so you can meet this guy.
That's awesome.
Hashtag Jonathan Sebastian Juan.
Oh, my God. How do you remember that?
I don't know.
Jeez.
I could tell you what I had for breakfast, but for some reason...
You remember names?
Jonathan Sebastian Juan.
All right, well, that's that then.
Hashtag.
Oh, well, I mean.
Get your shit checked.
Since you spoke about dermatologists, I'm going to tell you that Monday and Tuesday, I was at the doctor's office. I had to do a scan.
Ooh, scan
of
what?
My thyroid.
Okay.
And such a waste of time. So we really? Have this hospital now here in Montreal. It's called the Glen.
Is it the super one?
I fucking hate it.
The super duper.
First of all, it's like $50 to park there.
Mental.
So I parked a few streets away. Quite a few blocks away,
yeah.
Just to avoid the charge.
$50 fucking.
So I showed up there at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
It was 2 days, two in a row.
Okay.
The first day I show up, 8:30, I'm like waiting for my doctor's appointment. I show up, finally they call my name. I go to go see the doctor and she's like, okay, take this. It's like a pill.
Okay.
I'm like, take the pill. And she's like, okay, that's it. See you tomorrow. And I'm like, I came all the way here and waited 2 hours for a pill.
Wow.
You couldn't have given it to me like by mail or something?
Wow. That's so stupid. How can
so
you?
So stupid.
You can go to your pharmacy and fucking get that pill. What
so
you,
dumb.
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah. So dumb.
We bitch, but like most of our stuff is free. And thankfully, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
I
mean, we pay in taxes, but there's some shit like that that makes no fucking sense.
They could have. One asked me to go to PharmaPre to go and get the pill. Take
from
it 24
your GP,
hours
your
before. Yeah, take it 24 hours before, or else you can't do the scan. I'm telling you, the people would take it, but go all the way there for a pill.
Stupid.
Anyways, so stupid. And the second day, I had to go and do the scan. Dumb. Anyways.
Fuck you, hospital.
Yeah, I know.
You're fucking stupid.
And it's like the worst hospital too. But I played geocaching in the hospital, which was
geocaching.
Geocaching.
Geocaching. Oh, okay.
The Tupperware game.
What?
Do you know what that is?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Guys, if
what are you talking about? If you like Jews.
If you like just fun, weird, nerdy games, start geocaching. It's G as in George.
Okay.
E-O.
Yeah.
C-A-S-H-I-N-G.
Okay.
Geocaching.
Caching, yeah.
It's an app.
Okay.
And it's basically all over the world. There's these Tupperwares. Just with like either a notebook or like a little stupid thing, like a toy or whatever, all over the world. And your job is to go find these things and then mark it in your app that you found them.
Oh, so it's kind of like...
It's like treasure hunting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And there was one in the hospital.
There was one at that hospital.
Yeah.
You found it?
Yeah. I found it. It was cool.
And you're like, hey, I'm Charlie. What's that?
Yeah. Well, you write your name in the little book and then you write on the app that you found it or whatever.
That's fun.
And then you put it back.
That's a fun thing.
Yeah. Did all over the world.
All over the city here, though?
Everywhere.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, well, I mean, I do it on and off for years since.
You never mentioned it.
I probably did.
Never.
Brooke does it too.
What?
Yeah. We're going to do it in Florida when we go next week.
This is so random.
Yeah.
You're going to Florida? What?
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm going to Florida.
If it weren't for this show, I wouldn't know anything about you. I would literally know nothing.
So yeah, so I went geocaching. It was really fun.
So where are you going to Florida? What are you doing to Florida?
I have a wedding.
Awesome.
I'm doing my last wedding.
Smart. So you take advantage of those times and then you'll go with like friends or family or whatever and you double like oh, because I'm shooting anyways, I'll take a couple days off, hang out, Florida, yeah. whatever. Yeah. Doing Disney?
Yeah, well, ooh, the wedding fun. Is in Disney World.
Awesome.
With Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah, oh, you're going to love that, man. You're like a big kid. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
You must have jumped on that. You've been fucking, I'm right, I got to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, hopefully.
Oh, it should be a blast.
As long as I don't get turned away at the border, I should be fun.
Okay. Is that leading into some like incident that I don't know about? Like, did you punch a guard in the face? Do you, you have a cocaine habit? Like,
no, because I'm not allowed to work in the States.
But it's not work. You're just recreation. They don't know what you're doing. You're just taking photos.
Right. But because of my equipment, there's a bunch of wedding photographers that had Ooh. That went on vacation in the States.
They got stopped?
They got stopped and they got banned for 5 years.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So ship it. Ship the equipment.
No.
No, okay.
I have like $10,000 worth of equipment. You think I'm going to ship it?
Or you're going with Brooke, right? Split it.
No, she's coming a few days later.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, whatever.
Well, you could just say you're a tourist.
I know, but sometimes they don't believe you. You know why? Because you're lying.
But I'm trying to figure out what would be the best way to like...
The best way is that I'm going to buy...
Go to small through a small border. Go through...
I'm taking a plane, dummy.
You're fucked. But you could just pretend you're super nerdy.
It's okay. Technically, it doesn't qualify as working.
Okay.
Because I signed the contract here.
Okay. So you're fine.
But anyways, whatever.
Anyways, I'm sure it's going to go smoothly.
Yeah, smoothly. But anyways, we're going to geocache in Florida. It's going to be very exciting.
I didn't know you were doing this.
Do it. Freaking fun.
Every time I do this episode, I learn something about you.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. You have this weird thing on your leg. You've been geocaching. All these crazy things. It's amazing.
You do. You have a skin tag on your ball.
Hashtag learning stuff. All right. What do you want to do? At the end of the show, we do this or that. Or I've had this for like a couple of weeks. This kind of Craigslist, best of Craigslist. But we haven't had any time to go to it. This is actually the time of the eclipse. I got some of these ads and we're going to pick the best. So what would you like to do? Some this or that?
Oh, totally Craigslist.
Craigslist. Best of Craigslist. Here we go.
Okay.
Are you ready?
As long as you do a language? As long as you do an accent.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Want to conceive child during totally eclipse of OR.
OR?
In OR. Oregon.
Oh, wow.
You don't understand I have an Oregon accent.
That's not Oregon accent.
How do you not understand there's an Oregon accent?
You sound Indian.
You are stupid.
Okay, maybe.
I'm born in Portland. Native.
Go.
I am 40 years of age. Why am I Asian?
You sound Indian.
I am a Caucasian male from Europe.
Now you sound Russian.
My heritage is strong and pure.
Oh.
My looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure.
Oh my God.
And 100% lethal.
Lethal?
I'm looking for a worthy female. With
back
a strong genes, beauty, and the smarts to join me to experience the total eclipse in Oregon.
Just to witness it?
Exact place, not set. If we have chemistry, I would like us to make love while the eclipse is happening. When totality occurs,
oh my God,
we will have simultaneous orgasms.
What?
And we will conceive a child.
Right on the spot?
That will be on the next level of human evolution.
Okay.
We will make love together with me and my penis directed towards the sun. Everything will be aligned in a local universe. Both of our cosmic orgasmic energy will be aligned with the planets.
Oh my God, I'm scared now.
In a brief moment of ecstasy.
Jesus.
We will understand everything.
Wow, really? At the same time?
And together create a new universe full of love.
Oh my God.
You must like cats.
How many does he have?
Drugs are okay. Nitrous oxide while we climax and experience totally, and conception is okay with me. End scene.
I'm confused.
What the fuck just happened?
What the hell? God. I'm really scared. I really hope he didn't find anybody. I'm a nice person, but that was fucked up. All right.
Let's move to Alaska.
Okay. Can't wait.
I'm a 55-year-old man. Mm. And I should see some young guy.
What?
Hold on. let me correct that.
Okay.
I'm a 55-year-old man.
Okay.
Or should I say some young guy? I'm looking for a wonderful woman to move into Alaska with me and live off the land. Let's make our own reality show. Come join me in wilderness.
Make our own reality show?
Yeah. That let's make our own reality show. I'm Come sure. join me in the wilderness. Hopefully you're in a freaky sex call. If you're interested. If you're in a freaky sex. I don't know. I don't do punctuation. It's not fucking cool, apparently. Call if you're interested. Also, must love children.
Oh, how many?
Come on, girl. Let's do this. Call your future hubby. Think about it. Wouldn't Alaska be awesome?
It would be.
We build it all on our own. We fuck our brains out and have a blast. And maybe some children will come out of this situation. It's nice to dream. You never know what God has in store for my future sweetheart. Dial that number.
It would be cool to go to Alaska.
Reality show.
Reality show's kind of cool, too. How about the children thing and the freaky sex? I'm scared.
We got one more for you, Charlie.
Okay.
Hashtag or title, mobile brothel.
Oh, boy.
1970 question mark Chrysler motorhome. I bought this former mobile brothel from one of the oldest pimps in Nevada.
What?
I believe it's the one I was conceived and born in.
What?
My mother found it for me a few years ago when volunteering for the Humane Society in Las Vegas. I bought it right away for $10,000 because it's kind of sentimental to us since my father was an aeronautical. There we go. Aeronautical engineer turned Navy SEAL firefighter and a CIA spy.
Yeah, okay.
Who worked for Richard Nixon himself.
Yeah, okay. Calm down.
Needless to say, didn't have much time for dating. So
or
he would visit
parenting.
So he would visit my mom on this rare time off from work in this mobile brothel that she worked in while she saved up money for college.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
You think that's true?
No. Anyways, my mom and I hope to restore it to its former glory days and get her back on the road. But after applying for permits, we were denied for a massive crab infestation and mold issues. It starts and runs well, steers straight, and is good on gas. I'd like to get around 10 grand for it as is.
Wow, you want to get your whole fucking investment back?
Clean title in hand. Thanks. P.S.
Oh boy, can't wait
to hear. Dad, if you're reading this, please email me as I'd love to meet you someday.
Wow.
And here's a shot of the van, by the way. This is what 10 grand will get you. That's what
Come on, that's not even worth two.
That's what 10 grand will get you, Charlie.
Jesus, which one would I choose?
It's a sexy time this week. Are you going for that cosmic love in Oregon? It was fucking great. Cosmic love in Oregon, Charlie. To conceive a child during the eclipse. Mm. Would you like to make a reality show in Alaska?
Mm.
Or would you like to buy this guy's
minivan.
Mobile brothel?
Right.
That he was conceived
you
in
know what?
From a dad who was a Navy SEAL / aeronautical engineer / CIA operative.
Slash fireman. You know what?
You know what?
I'm kind of intrigued by...
The Oregon? the Ruski with the Oregon accent?
No. The Alaska.
You're going to Alaska.
Yeah. You're the Alaska reality show.
You bring your dogs up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do a reality show.
Yeah. Maybe pop out a few kids out of me.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm doing.
I think Charlie's going to Alaska.
Yep.
All right.
Done.
Alaska, hashtag going Alaska.
Done.
Plug the show. Why don't you plug our fucking show? No, why don't you talk about your plugs and final thoughts, Charlie?
Why don't you talk about our skin tags?
Or balls.
Balls. Final thoughts.
Or Alaskan Oregon.
If you want orgasmic. To contact us, feel free to do so at sdfupodcast.com. You will also find on there our YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, and all links that you would need to, you know, do stuff to us. With us.
With us. Not to us. More like with us. We're a community. Yeah. We're doing things together. You don't need to do things.
You could send us an email at thestfupodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or tweet us.
Yeah.
How?
At thestfupodcast.
And while she's finishing that Pringle, let me tell you about an Amazon link. If you want to go and procreate in Oregon with that Ruski guy, or you want to make a reality show in Alaska, you're going to need some cold weather equipment. You're going to need some coats, some hats, some toques, some scarves, some gloves. You can find that on Amazon.com, UK, USA, Canada, A. But first, click on our link on stfupodcast.com. Help support the show. Costs you nothing more, nothing less, the same price, but gives a few pennies to the Charlie and help support the show that you love so much.
Yeah.
My name is Mr. Old School, and I am also with
Charlie.
And
bye. Fuck off.
Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. I love you. Fuck you. Bye.
Oh, he just a beer that didn't need chewing.